Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahza Jim wa Inamul Hasan Saab Rahmatullahi was alive. So she would conduct the Hayat al-Sahaba after Isha. It's a very great kitab, Hayat al-Sahaba, etc. Nahza Jim Rahmatullahi's knowledge of hadith was very extensive, sound, extensive. Like you can see, he had a mastery in that field. And often I feel kitabs of hadith mustn't just be given to people that just came out of a madrasa, or people that are not dedicated to teaching hadith, etc. This type of kitabs, Hayat al-Sahaba, etc., it may seem to be a simple kitab, but to understand it properly you need a lot of understanding and a lot of understanding in the science of hadith. What's related to it, what's connected, what's the context, siyaq, sabaq. And if you're just going to quote it like this, then you may not get the right understanding. See, every hadith, I won't say every hadith, but many a times there are sharait, there are conditions attached. And if you know the conditions, then the application will be right. Minus the condition, then the application can't be right. One muhaddis, whenever he would make istinja, then he would read witr namaz. Bhai, to duniya mein bahut kuch dekha, isko to dekha nahi. See, not that he knows. This one we didn't see that. He made istinja and he read witr namaz. Now it comes the hadith. Man istajmara fal yutir. Man istajmara fal yutir. Makes istinja, then he must do witr. Otherwise, got it? Now he doesn't understand the context where it falls in. He hasn't had a supervised, guided study. So the actual meaning is, when you're doing istinja, then do it thrice. Witr refers to things done in odd numbers. So the better way is to do it with plots of sand, right? And when you're doing it with plots of sand, then do it in odd numbers. Don't just do it in one or two numbers, but do it in odd numbers. Well, he didn't know this thing here, and he applied it incorrectly. One muhaddis, see, all self-studies, when they become muhaddis, and they self-studied. You need a supervised study, understand the whole thing, how it works. He won't allow anybody to use his water, well or something. And it is the right of your neighbor that he be allowed some access to the water. But he won't allow anybody. So they asked him, but why are you stopping others from using water when there's so much freely available? Why aren't you? Well, it comes to the hadith. من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فلا يسقين زرعه فلا يسقين ماءه زرع غيره فلا يسقين ماءه زرع غيره. So literally it will mean that the one that is called Iman, he mustn't water someone's farm with his water. He mustn't water the next person's farm with his water. That's the literal meaning. But now this hadith comes with the context. The context is a woman is married, for example, just got married now today. Or for example, it was a slave woman that you purchased, right? Right. So Adi is telling you, فَلَا يَسْقِيَنَّ مَاءَوْ زَرْعَبَيْدِ. Normal, a slave woman is permissible for you from the time of purchase. You purchased and everything is permissible for you. But the hadith is sounding a warning, فَلَا يَسْقِيَنَّ مَاءَهُ زَرْعَغَيْرِ, that you don't irrigate the next person's farm with your water. In other words, it may be that she is expecting someone else's child. When she's expecting someone else's child, then you don't water that. You don't water this because it's already, that farm is already started off. When it's already started off, so you don't want to water it. But not knowing the whole context now, what consequences there can be. So these kitabs of hadith are very, very important. And there must be a proper study, guided study, see the thing properly, understand it, the context, how it fits, where it falls in, and then teach it. Otherwise, you're getting half, giving that person another quarter, and there's a whole big confusion. So many times you get this Christians coming up, you know. One doctor was here. So he says to me, but in Bukhari Sharif there's a contradiction. I said, what is the contradiction, by? So he says, see, Hazrat Rasulullah Paksa refused to perform the janazah namaz of a debtor, right? He refused to perform the janazah namaz of a debtor. But then again, in Bukhari Sharif, there is another hadith where Nabi Sam did perform the namaz of debtors. Right? Now I knew what he was speaking about. So tell him, see, Dr. Sahib, I'll give you the answer to this. But you give me an undertaking. From today onwards, you will not study hadith on your own. Supervised study. Don't do it on your own. Are you studying medicine on your own and you want to administer? You can kill the patient. It's not that Mahmud Bhai, Yaqub Bhai from Imdad. So the doctor, he doesn't know the science very well, although he's a specialist, but he doesn't know it so well. So he went and administered penicillin. Man went into a coma, he went, almost coma. Could have gone. Now he's almost recuperated, but about after 6-7 months he recuperated. But you see the mistake. Now, because it's a spiritual thing, you cannot see it. Physical thing, you can see it. I went and found out what happened. They administered penicillin for the person, whereas he was allergic. It didn't agree with him. So the same with deen, you can't do it yourself. Understand it under some supervision. So I told the doctor, well, in future you make a promise that you're not going to study yourself. Study, you want to learn the doors are open, come, take an 8-year course, proper, study it nicely. There's no problem. Now just fast track something, get something here, get something here. You're going to confuse your mind, confuse someone else's mind. So I told him, see, the first hadith is about Abu Qatada radiallahu anhu, where Nabi Sam is about to lead a janazah namaz and he hears that the deceased is a debtor. So Nabi Sam said, Sallu ala akhikum, you people do your janazah namaz. Abu Qatada said, Huwa aliyya, I am responsible for the debt. Perhaps he had taken it on himself in the lifetime. Man was in debts, but he had undertaken it. So then Nabi Sam continued. Right? So that's the answer for the first hadith. The answer for the second hadith is, it's another hadith, Man taraka daynan fa'alayya. If someone leaves a debt, then I am responsible for that debt. Now this hadith where he said, that I refused to perform the janazah namaz was at the time when the Baitul Mal had no resources, nothing. Now you leave big debts and the Baitul Mal has got nothing. That person goes into problems. So who's going to settle those debts? We don't have anything in the Baitul Mal. And the other one, man taraka daynan fa alayya, and who leaves behind a debt, then we are responsible for it. Then it's at a time when there is loads of wealth in the Baitul Mal. So now Nabi Sam, as an additional consideration, a token of compassion, said, anybody's got a debt, you come to me and I will settle your debt. Now, is there any problem now? No problem. But now when you study yourself now, see what problem you created. You will create a problem within your mind, in the minds of others as well. So, we were talking about Nizamuddin in the time of Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali. And there was one Maulana Suleiman Janji. He's deceased, I think. So, Allah Pak fill his grave with Nur. So, before Hazrat Rahmatullah could come to conduct the kitab, Maulana Suleiman Janji will do the majma jor, keep the crowd together. So, he'll brighten people up, give them something inspirational, some targheeb, you know, motivate them. So they feel bright now. Because Nizamuddin, the Isha namaz goes late. Like how Talimuddin, right throughout the year, quarter to nine, right? So then it goes late. And then from the Isha till Hazarji comes, I think it's about half an hour or so. So for me, Isha will finish, say, at 9 o'clock, right? So then he'll come at about 9:30, and the talim will start. So his talim may take about 40 minutes or so. So after that, you're only good for the bed after that. That was the best thing. That you've got multitudes of people in Nizamuddin, people coming from different backgrounds. How to contain them? Now you have the Isha namaz at 7 o'clock, then the night is too young. Everyone wants to do something. Right? Now it's 10, past 10 now. Nothing else to do. Hit the bed, get off Fajr namaz. After Fajr, that samana, then there's a 3-hour bayan. So they got you in the night, they got you in the morning. See how beautiful planning. So your mind doesn't go anywhere else. You stay stuck to your work. The added advantage that time was there was no phones at that time. Hazrat Ji passed away in 95. And his phone just came after that, just around that time it came. That was a small, basic type of phones came that time. Then it started improving all the time. So the fitnas were less, and these people gave the right guidance. They understood what the halat. Understanding the halat, the way they ran the thing, the person spent about 3 chillas or something, there was a notable difference in the person's life. The fikr was there, night and day was there, the conditions of the ummah was with them, around them, and it was just continuous sacrifice upon sacrifice. So Allah Ta'ala accepted that sacrifice. So it was a package of hidayat. When they spent some time, and there was notable difference in that person's life. One person was like a monster, you know, really. Comes home and he kicks the door. Swear, and as he comes in, and he's punching someone, kicking someone. Now, they wrapped him up, sending him to Nizamuddin. So now the wife is seeing him after the 4 months. Hey, are you the same person? What happened to you? Mentally, all right. You become so gentle, so calm, so, you know, I heard now, what are the rights of people, wife, I must be kind, that I'm not a good Muslim. I heard all these things here now. I'm afraid. I need to ask people maaf for all the wrongs I have done in the past. I thought I was doing right. Now I discovered that I was doing wrong. But you see, what a change, dramatic change brought to the person. Allah Ta'ala make the ummah again like this. Today, tonight is I think the 17th, night of Badr, 17th. Today, all should be engaging in more dua, inshallah. Because Yawm al-Furqan, Yawm al-Taqal al-Jam'an, that today was that, it was a day of decision. It was a decision between the truth and falsehood, Islam and disbelief. It was a day of distinction, distinct, both separated, right? So people saw the help of Allah Ta'ala, the musad of Allah Ta'ala. So tonight, especially, I don't say only tonight, but because it's coinciding with the day of Badr, then additional, remember, recall, and how Nabi Sam engaged in dua that night, istastaghithuna rabbakum fastajaba lakum. Nabi Sam is pleading to Allah Ta'ala, in tahlik hadhi al-isaba falan tu'abad fil ard. If this group is destroyed, then you won't be worshipped with Allah. So similarly, make dua for the ummah, that the ummah improves from all whatever is happening in the present halat. Allah improves it, makes it better, joins people, opens the masjids, all the deen activities, whether it's jamaat work, whether it's madrasa work, maktab works, whether it's now people are coming to hajj, Allah opens all that work. And who knows whose tier will reach up. Allah likes that. See, istastaghithuna rabbakum fastajabna, girgirana, roar, cry to Allah Ta'ala. We talk, read up so much, but if only that amount of time was going in tears, rather than that amount of time going in reading all stupid nonsense, it was gone in tears to cry to Allah Ta'ala, cry. And someone's tears may just reach. Who knows? We are insignificant, we are non-entities. But Allah Ta'ala is everything. Is there anything beyond Allah Ta'ala? Any system, any power, any control beyond, nothing beyond Him. So why don't we plead? Why don't we press the right button? Go to your knees, cry to Allah Ta'ala in seclusion, or whichever way, with the family, with the children. Someone is making dua and someone is making ameen. Allah Ta'ala said, man wa dua. Maybe some, you may just struck a chord, Allah may just like one tear of yours. Imagine if that person's dua was answered, or everything, all the deen activity started, then what sawab he will gain? What sawab he will gain? Like I say, we are non-entities, we are nothing, right? But Allah is everything. And He likes your crying. Is ja'am ba'asuna tadarra'u. That when these problems come, then why don't you cry? Why don't you get him to your knees? Why don't you humble yourself? It's a time, leave all this talking and all that unnecessary. We spoke enough throughout the year, enough pancha, the pavement talks and all that, we have enough. Now it's a time that we turn to Allah, cry to Him, plead to Him, beg our forgiveness, the forgiveness of the ummah. And we don't know, someone's tear, Allah, we just take mercy on Him. And because of that one person, everybody will be blessed. And Allah's way is like that. Sometimes one person is the lucky person, and everybody is thrown in because of that one person. Seeing that Fazail al-Hajj, there's a hadith, there's a story there. That one person went for Hajj, and it was told to him, that see, nobody's Hajj was accepted, besides the six persons, right? And on account of this six persons, every person's Hajj got accepted. So, ye kareemo ki shaan hai. Jab dete to sabko dete. Someone asked Mullah Qasim Sahib Nanuti Rahmatullahi Alayhi. India, they have this hand fans, right? And when you have hand fan, small, less for yourself. And when you have about a 2 meter hand fan. Right? So, if it's a 2 meter hand fan, it will be sufficient for the whole crowd. Imagine now from here, 2 meters. So one person is controlling it. So when he hand fans it, so he's fanning the whole crowd. Someone asked a question in that crowd. That some people like to be buried near someone pious. Pious person. Like everybody likes to be in Baqi, don't we? Well, there's a pious person there. And every person likes to be buried around him. Kamal ibn Humam, he's the writer of Fathul Qadir, the Sharaf Hidayah, right? So he went on into the Qabristan where Ibn Atta Iskandari is buried. And was reciting the Quran Sharif, and he came across the ayat, فَمِنْهُمْ شَقِّي وَسَعِيد. There are those souls that are unfortunate, and there are souls that are very fortunate. Those that are totally unfortunate, and those that are unfortunate, those that are fortunate. So a sound came from Ibn Atta Iskandari's grave, but passed on some time before that, right? Came, Laysa minna shaqiyya. There's nobody unfortunate here. What? There's nobody? Amongst us, there's nobody unfortunate. Anybody comes here, he is gone. See this muhabbat for the righteous, to be with them. Allah in that world also takes us amongst them, keeps us with them. This world and that world. So what joy must have brought to Kamal ibn Humam when he heard this, Laysa minna shaqiyun. That's why Khatib Baghdadi, a lot of the pious people, they made a bequest that when we are buried, but yes, like Khatib said, next to Bishr Hafi, a very great saintly person of the time, and I must be buried there. So these people wanted to be buried in the company of the pious. The Kamal ibn Humam, what he hears, Laysa minna shaqiyun. Nobody is unfortunate. Yeah. Anybody comes here, he's on. He's on. So, Allah Ta'ala wishes to give. But is there anyone that's wanting from Allah Ta'ala? Anybody crying enough? Or we just shedding some tear here and there, just as a routine? No, no. Do it and do it properly, correctly. We don't know. Someone's tear that will take everything. When I was talking about the hand fan, yeah? So someone asked me, Qasim Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, that being buried in the company of a pious, is it of any good? People make that bequest and all that. So, is there any good in that? So, Buzugadi, very, very easy people, and they'll give easy illustrations, not complicated illustrations. So, he says, see, you are fanning. What's your intention? Who you want to fan, cool off? Me. You want to cool off? Molana. But you are fanning, you're intending to fan me. But the breeze that is coming out, is it reaching the entire crowd or not? Because of his blessings, everybody is coining. So the same, when Allah gives, then he won't just give one selected person. Everybody take, all take. Uske khazane mein kya kami hai? There's not no shortage there. If there was some shortage, it's a different thing. But here there's no shortage. Now, we don't compare ourselves to Allah Ta'ala. One villager coming now, he doesn't understand. So he comes to the Masjid al-Nabawi, performs two rakat namaz, and he says, Allahumma arhamni wa Muhammad wa Muhammada wa la tushrik ma'ana ahada. Allah, bless me and Muhammad Sassim and nobody else. Bless me and Muhammad Sassim and nobody else. We said din like this. Atara annahu adallu am ba'idhu. Who's more off? He or his animal? See how he's thinking. لقد ضيعت ضيقت واسيا لقد ضيقت واسيا. Allah's mercy is so extensive, and now you constricted it. Now this villager, he's thinking like his village style. He's thinking like, you know, Allah's mercy is like one small Cadbury chocolate, you see. So if you get 50 people, nobody will get properly. Right. That's how he's thinking. Allah's mercy is such, it's beyond our comprehension, beyond. There's no limit, there's no end to it. So when Allah will bless, he'll bless everybody. So now imagine if the dua was so good, Allah liked it, and the whole world's masjids opened up, everything, all activity started off, jamaat work, and in a better spirit, in more brotherhood, in greater muhabbat. Our work is to join, not to score points. What? No, we showed you, you know. See now you understand. Don't have that attitude. Our work is to join, not to score points. Not to run someone down, not to disgrace, to demean, to make him feel that you are guilty, and make him feel embarrassed. It's not all. Not to embarrass. Allah can turn the tables in 1 minute. 1 second he can turn the whole thing around. You feel you are right. But don't you know that it is the blessing of Allah that you are right? It's not of your own. Allah can turn in 1 second, split second, he can turn things around. So why do you have that attitude? So make dua for that. The ummah joins up. And the things, all everything open up again. And with ease and with respect. With ease and respect. Allah opens it up. All the activities start off. And imagine all the good that will flow after that. And you got a share. So Hari Sahib Rahmatullahi, someone was in Makkah Mukarramah, and he came to report to Hari Sahib Rahmatullahi that Alhamdulillah, the madrasa in Dioban has taken off very well. So Hari Sahib Rahmatullahi says, "Aap aaj hame khabar karne aaye, aapko maloom bhi hai کتنی راتوں کی آنسوں اور دعاؤں کی یہ نتیجہ ہے. You come to inform me now, you know how many nights tahajjud and tears, etc. This is a consequence of this tears, continuous tears to Allah Ta'ala. Allah will do something for India, for the continuity, prosperity, the deeni prosperity and continue to do something. So this is the result of Haji Sahib's du'as. So many du'as. Yet Haji Sahib was not an officially wasn't an alim. But imagine the power of his du'a, all those that came after that, doesn't he have a share in all that? All the good that happens. Doesn't he have a share? Great share. In fact, it is his, you will say, as though it was his. It was the result of his sight, his tear, his sincerity, his crying to Allah Ta'ala, and Allah Pak just turned things around. Allah Pak, not the Sufi.